From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. The upstate New York town of Webster is coping with a Christmas Eve tragedy after firefighters responding to a blaze encountered gunfire. Four were struck, two of them died. Police say the man suspected in the shooting is dead, and they have identified him as 62-year-old William Spengler. Webster Police Chief Gerald Pickering tells reporters it looks like the shots were set to draw the firefighters.
It does appear that it was a trap that was set for responding, first responders, but causative reasons we don't have at this time.
Police say the suspected shooter died of a self-inflicted gunshot to the head. A winter storm warning is out for the Sierra between Sacramento and Reno, Nevada, assuring a white but treacherous Christmas for some. Snowy road conditions are also rough south of the Oregon border. More rain is expected for Northern California tomorrow. The Plain States and the Northeast, meanwhile, are bracing for a dose of winter weather. National Weather Service lead forecaster Bob Orovec.
It'll definitely be a white Christmas for parts of the country. Some parts of the country have received some heavy snow over the past week, and it's been very stormy across the west. And with the new storm developing across the southern tier of the United States and moving northeastward, a large part of the country from the plains towards the northeastern U.S. will have the potential for some snow on the ground on Christmas Day.
Bob Orovec with the National Weather Service. Next time an airline says your baggage is overweight, don't be so sure. NPR's Ted Robbins says an Arizona report showed that at three local airports, a quarter of the scales were out of compliance.
The Arizona Department of Weights and Measures tested scales at airline counters in Phoenix and Tucson. Some scales lacked signs with overweight baggage charges from $50 to $200 per bag. Some scales didn't work right, both in the passenger's favor and in the airline's. Department Director Kevin Tyne says weigh heavy bags at home first.
Take it into your bathroom scale, and hopefully your bathroom scale isn't cheating you either. And it'll give you an idea of about how much your bag is going to weigh so that you at least have some idea before you get to the airport.
Another tip, make sure the airline scale is at zero before your bag goes on it. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.
In Lower Manhattan this evening, New Yorkers will gather at the 9/11 Memorial for midnight mass on Christmas Eve. The tradition began 11 years ago, the first Christmas after the attacks. On Wall Street, traders went home early for Christmas. Worries about the fiscal cliff put a damper on the outcome. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 51 points to close at 13,139. The Nasdaq was down 8. This is NPR. Pakistan's army chief says finding peace with Afghanistan is a top priority for his country. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports it's the clearest sign yet that Pakistan is serious about discussions with the Taliban.
For some time now, there have been questions swirling about the seriousness of the Pakistani government's efforts to find peace with Afghanistan. Now, arguably, the most powerful man in Pakistan, Army Chief Ashraf Kayani, has told officials that it should be a top priority. U.S. officials say they believe the new focus on peace grows out of Pakistani concern that once the U.S. troops pull out of Afghanistan in 2014, militants will set their sights on Pakistan. The question is whether the intelligence services here still hold enough sway with the Taliban to move them towards talks. A great deal of mistrust is built up between the Pakistani intelligence service and the Taliban. U.S. officials, for their part, say they've noticed a real shift in Pakistan's attitude, and that should give some momentum to the talks. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News, Islamabad.
How did you do with your Christmas shopping? Still shopping? Don't worry, you have company.
Just start. Probably four or five more people.
Really?
So I'll be out for a couple of more hours.
Washington shopper Terry Tyler says it's not his favorite thing to do. Persistent worries about the economy, rough weather, and the school shooting in Newtown have dampened the shopping spirit overall, says a market researcher at MPD. And ShopperTrack says in the final weekend before Christmas, traffic was bustling all right, but actual buying at the malls was not robust. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.